4. The need for union between the peoples of the East and the West. Friday, October 20th. In the past, as in the present, the spiritual sun of truth has always shone from the horizon of the East. Abraham appeared in the East. In the East, Moses arose to lead and teach the people. On the eastern horizon arose the Lord Christ. Muhammad was sent to an eastern nation. The Bab arose in the eastern land of Persia. Baha'u'llah lived and taught in the East. All the great spiritual teachers arose in the eastern world. But although the Son of Christ dawned in the East, the radiance thereof was apparent in the West, where the effulgence of its glory was more clearly seen. The divine light of his teaching shone with a greater force in the Western world, where it has made a more rapid headway than in the land of its birth. In these days, the East is in need of material progress, and the West is in want of a spiritual idea. It would be well for the West to turn to the East for illumination and to give in exchange its scientific knowledge. There must be this interchange of gifts. The East and the West must unite to give to each other what is lacking. This union will bring about a true civilization where the spiritual is expressed and carried out in the material. Receiving thus the one from the other, the greatest harmony will prevail. All people will be united. A state of great perfection will be attained. There will be a firm cementing, and this world will become a shining mirror for the reflection of the attributes of God. We all, the Eastern with the Western nations, must strive day and night with heart and soul to achieve this high ideal, to cement the unity between all the nations of the earth. Every heart will then be refreshed. All eyes will be opened. The most wonderful power will be given. The happiness of humanity will be assured. We must pray that by the bounty of God, Persia will be enabled to receive the material and mental civilization of the West, and by divine grace to give in return her spiritual light. The devoted, energetic work of the united peoples, Occidentals and Orientals, will succeed in establishing this result, for the force of the Holy Spirit will aid them. The principles of the teachings of Baha'u'llah should be carefully studied one by one until they are realized and understood by mind and heart. So will you become strong followers of the light, truly spiritual, heavenly soldiers of God, acquiring and spreading the true civilization in Persia, in Europe, and in the whole world. This will be the paradise which is to come on earth, when all mankind will be gathered together under the tent of unity in the kingdom of glory.